Chapter 4. "Claudia doesn't like this rain very much," the chicken man said. "Is Claudia the name of your chicken?" I asked. "It isn't the name of my lizard," the chicken man laughed, a high, weird laugh. It scared me. I was scared the minute I saw him. I'm not used to black people. There are only 5 black kids in our school, and you never get the chance to talk to them, because there's always a crowd of kids around them showing how they're not prejudiced. I had made up my mind to get a chance to talk to this one kid, Melvin. He's the smartest black kid, and he wears glasses. I figured I'd start with him and see how it went. The chicken man was not only black, but old and scary, and he had that weird laugh, and his skin fitted him like an old raincoat. "Did you say lizard?" I asked. "No, did you?" Then the chicken man laughed again. I wished he wouldn't do that. "I saw you on the bus today." I wished it would stop raining hard so I could get out of there. "Claudia sure doesn't like this rain," the chicken man said. "It makes her bones hurt. Arthritis, I suppose. She's a very old chicken." Claudia was making angry, muffled, clucking noises under the old man's hat. "Is that what you do?"
"What?"
"Just go around with the chicken?"
"Claudia."
"With Claudia and do tricks and stuff?"
"I saw you on the bus too," the chicken man said.
"Did you find what you were looking for?"
"Well, I wasn't exactly looking for anything."
"Yes, but did you find it?"
"Find what?"
"Maybe you're looking for something and don't even know what it is," the chicken man said. "Maybe you don't even know that you're looking. You sure looked to me like you were looking for something."
"When? Just now?"
"Just now, just before, on the bus, all the time. You look like you're on the track of something or other."
"Well, just now I was thinking about looking for a record. I was just going to look for a record store when the rain started."
Claudia was making a sort of moaning noise.
"I sure wish this rain would stop. Claudia's getting uncomfortable."
The chicken man was stroking his hat, trying to calm down his chicken. "What's your name?"
"Victor."
"Look here, Victor." The chicken man held out his hand. It was like the branch of a tree. The fingers were dry and wrinkled and bony. I looked into his palm. It was like a really old baseball glove.
"What am I supposed to be looking for?"
"Just look. See what you're looking for." I looked into the chicken man's empty palm. Claudia was clucking to herself. The rain was thumping. All of a sudden, there was a little green lizard thrashing around in the chicken man's palm. That did it. I was 4 blocks away when I drew my next breath. I ran through the rain all the way to the bus terminal. A McDonaldsville bus was just pulling out, and I jumped on at the last second. I fell into a seat. I was soaking wet. I was shaking, too. That lizard had surprised me. It didn't scare me. I'm not afraid of snakes and spiders and things like that. It wasn't even seeing it appear like that. I knew the chicken man could do tricks. The thing I kept wondering about all through the bus ride home was how the chicken man knew about the lizards. Did he really know, or was it just coincidence? My shirt was sticking to the bus seat, and my back was sticking to my shirt. There was a fairly large puddle forming under my seat. I was still dripping when the bus stopped near my house. I stepped off into a puddle about 4 feet deep and sloshed home. I decided I'd better come in through the kitchen door so I wouldn't soak the carpet. Just as I came around to the back of the house, there was a clap of thunder and another cloudburst, just to make sure I was really wet. I just stood in the kitchen dripping. I decided I'd undress in the kitchen, wring my clothes out over the sink, and then throw them down into the basement where the dryer is. First, I took all the stuff out of my pockets and piled it on the kitchen table. I got my clothes off, threw them down the basement stairs, and went to get a towel and some dry clothes. Once I was dry, I looked at the clock. News time soon. I put a TV fried chicken dinner in the oven. I started putting the stuff from the kitchen table back into my pockets. Everything was there. House keys, wallet, knife, police whistle, comb and handmade leather case from camp the summer before, some ballpoint pens, a little notebook, a magnifying glass, a pipe. I don't smoke it. It's a cracked one of my father's, just like Walter Cronkite's pipe. There was also a card. I didn't remember seeing it before. It was printed in blue letters on pink paper, and it was soggy. I picked it up. "Herr Dr. Professor Horace Kupecki, PLTD, parentheses, the chicken man. Representing Claudia, the dancing chicken. Dreams explained, lost articles located, psychiatry, telepathy, saws sharpened. By appointment, city bus terminal, Hogborough."